Blog Talk Radio.
We'll glorify.
land. Right now,
in truth and unity,
one love,
one destiny,
one God,
one great
one
family.
Family.
Together forever.
Together
forever.
You
glorify us,
yeah.
In your
yeah, yeah.
You glorify
yeah.
us,
yeah.
In truth and
good evening, Israel, family, and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yahweh, of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. And as always, I'll ask you all to give me a thumbs up, letting me know that you can hear me clearly. And at the same time, if you haven't gathered your study tools, I suggest that you grab them. Your notepad, your iPad, your Bibles. Bible dictionaries, you know, all those things that you would need for good study. But we were going through the word today, and hopefully the, you know, more than likely the Father will open your eyes to some things of his truth and of his ways. But before we get into his word for this evening, I'm going to start out with an opening prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to this moment to give you praise and give you honor and to travel through your word of truth. Father, we ask of thee to continue to strengthen us in your ways, continue to allow the light of Yahushua that dwells within us to burn brightly. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to quench our thirst and feed our hunger. For as you said in your word, as we take in your word, we'll never hunger and we'll never be thirsty. We thank you, Father, for the life journeys that we went through throughout the course of this week. We thank you for your protection from danger seen and unseen. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to stand up for Yahushua. Stand up with your word. For it is through you and your word that we can be cleansed. Thank you, Father, as we approach this Sabbath day. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your truth. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, to sanctify the Sabbath. I mean, all right, family. Before we get into the word, just a brief overview. You know, one of the things I've been going through throughout the course of this week, my journey with the Most High, my journey in this thing called life, starting to really understand, you know, when Paul says there's nothing new under the sun. But sometimes we as believers, we think that, you know, when we go through the word that these things were just specifically for those people that was during that particular time. But as we go through our life journey with the Most High and studying his word, we tend to realize that some of those situations that we read about, we actually be in. And that those situations, they have resolutions. And they are written. And it's all in how we approach our situation and comparing it to the word. If we approach it from, we would say, a negative perspective, we will get that negative result. But if we approach it from a positive perspective, then we will get that positive result. Because there's no gray area. Serve the Most High or you don't. And that's the reality that we as individuals and we as believers, we have to come to understand that. Sorry about that. I got this fly flying around annoying me. I think I got it. I'm sorry about that. So, you know, in light of that, you know, and just looking at this, you know, what I just talked about, you know, we have different things that pester us throughout the course of the week, throughout the course of the day, to the moment that we, you know, we share in this thing called life. And we have to overcome those things because sometimes those pestering moments and those pestering things cause us to want to shun our responsibilities to the Most High, to Yahushua, because we as individuals have made a covenant with Yahushua and in turn with the Father. And so there's things that he requires us to do. Why? Because we signed on the line. We said we were going to do them. And because we said we were going to do them, we got to hold up our end of the bargain. Because we know that the Father is upholding his end. We know that Yahushua is upholding his end. You know, so we have to hold up our end. And so when we go through, you know, we're going to go through a number of psalms today. And, you know, these psalms are, you know, to encourage each and every one of us as we listen, as the Spirit go forth, you know, in regards to encouraging us and protecting us and letting us know that he is fulfilling his part of the bargain. So let us continue to be encouraged to walk the ways of righteousness, to speak the truth of Yahushua, to pass on the testimony of Yahweh, Elohim. Pass on the testimony of Yahushua, Mashiach. Because as we read the scriptures, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about those times when that word came down and dwelled amongst man. Dwelled amongst man in the spirit. Dwelled amongst man in the form of the word written on pages. And then being experienced in the flesh, standing beside man. And then throughout the scriptures, we tend to read about different times in which the Spirit stood beside man and conversed with him and spoke with him and led and guided him. Those times are still now. As one of the Morays say, we're still in scriptural time or biblical time. Because the world hasn't ended. The kingdom is not here. It's at hand, but it's not here. So we're still in biblical time. Our stories are being written. Not really stories, but our life experiences are being recorded for someone else to understand. So we're going to get into, I've got a list of psalms that I'm going to read. Psalms 25, Psalms 27, Psalms 34, Psalms 56, Psalms 103, and the last psalm I'm going to read for this evening is Psalm 143. So you can jot those down. And throughout the course of the night, I'm going to be reading from a couple sources. And the reason why I'm reading from a couple sources is because I didn't want to be flipping through the computer, you know, through my iPad and all these different pages, you know, to get to the particular psalms. So I have them written, you know, so I have a number of resources in front of me, technology, and I got a Bible, you know, so that, you know, so some of those, you know, I'll tell you when I'm changing the source because some of them, you know, as we know, different translations read differently. So this first translation, I believe I'm coming from the American Standard Version. And I'm going to start in Psalms 25. And it says, "Unto thee, O Yahweh, do I lift my soul. O my Elohim, in thee I have trusted. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, none that wait for thee shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame that deal treacherously without cause. Show me thy way, O Yahweh. Teach me thy path. Guide me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the Elohim of my salvation. For thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Yahweh, thy tender mercy and thy loving kindness. For they have been ever of old. Remember not the sin of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy loving kindness, remember thou me. For thou goodness sake, O Yahweh, good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore will he instruct sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in justice. And the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of Yahweh are loving kindness and truth unto such as keep his commandments and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth Yahweh? He shall he instruct in the way that he chooses. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the land. The friendship of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward Yahweh, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distress. Consider my affliction and my travail, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for thee. Redeem Israel, O Yahweh, out of all his trouble." Psalms 27. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I have asked of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in his temple. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacles will he hide me. He will lift me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. And I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto Yahweh. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee. Thy face, Yahweh, will I seek. Hide not my face from me. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Cast me not off, neither forsake me, O Yahweh, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Yahweh will take me up. Teach me thy ways, O Yahweh, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of mine adversary. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of Yahweh and the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh, be strong, and let thy heart take courage. Yea, for Yahweh. Psalms 34. My soul make her boast in Yahweh. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he heard me. Deliver from all my fears. They look unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of his troubles. The angel of Yahweh encampeth around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear Yahweh, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good and pursue it. The eyes and his ears are open to their cry. The face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and Yahweh heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of the broken heart, and saves such as to be of contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivereth them out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Yahweh redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalms 56. I'm going to the King James Version. So I'm reading this one from Word. Okay, hold on for a minute. Okay, I got to put my glasses on. All right. Psalms 56. Be merciful unto me, O Yahweh, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou, Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In Yahweh I will his word. In Yahweh I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me. Every day they wrestle my word. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they weep for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? And thy anger cast down the people, O Yah. They tell of my wandering. Put thou my tears into their bottles. Are they not in thy book when I cry unto thee? Then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for Yahweh is for me. In Yahweh will I praise his word. In Yahweh will I praise his word. In Yahweh have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O Yahweh. I will render praise unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I might walk before Yahweh in the light of the living? Psalms 103. Bless Yahweh, all my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, all my soul, and forget not all the benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle's. Yahweh execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plentiful in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is higher above the earth, so great is his mercies toward them that fear him. As far as the east from the west, so far hath he removed from transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Yahweh pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame and remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof no more. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his covenant to do them. Yahweh hath prepared his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Yahweh, his angels that excel in strength, that doeth his commandment, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless ye, Yahweh, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasures. Bless Yahweh, all his works, all his places of his doing, of his dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. And the last psalm for the night, turn into it's Psalm 143, and it reads, hear my prayer, O Yahweh. Give ear to my supplication, and thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified, For the enemies have persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore, is my spirit overwhelmed within me? My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditated on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hand. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee, as a thirsty land, Salah. Feed me, O Yahweh. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the ways wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee, deliver me away from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my Elohim. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Yahweh, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off my enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that ends, can it be that simple? Father is constantly reassuring us that we made the right decision by following his son, by following his word. And because, as he said in the scriptures, we're made of dust. And because we're made of dust, we can turn. We can be remolded. We can be reshaped. And as he's remolding us and reshaping us, he's constantly letting us know that I got you. I am here for you. But then, as we read in the various Psalms, we have to cry out. We have to talk with him. One thing I've learned over the years, and you know, mentioned earlier today, talking to a close friend of mine who helped me encourage me. And one of the things that our conversation went, and it was said that communication is the key for solid and good friendship and good relationship. So we have to communicate with the Father in both good times and in bad times, and in between times. As the scriptures say, pray without ceasing. And as we know, praying is a form of communication. Praise without ceasing. As we know, praise can be done in the form of singing. Because he said he gives ear to what we say. So when we give him praise, he's hearing that beautiful music. When we're praying to him, he's smelling that sweet savor. Because our praises and our prayers also are like a sweet savor to his nostrils. But sometimes when we pray amiss and we're singing and giving praise in a mist, sometimes that be a stench to his nose. And that sound be like a clinging instrument in his ears, where it's not making a beautiful melody, but it's making clinging noise. So let us always be mindful of how we present ourselves to the Father, how we present ourselves to the Son. because we don't want to present ourselves badly. It's like when we bring it down to here on earth, when we go before someone who has authority, we make sure that we're prim and proper. We make sure that we looking good. We make sure that we're speaking properly. And that's the same thing with Yahushua. That's the same thing with Yah, our father, our brother in Yahushua, our redeemer, our friend. We make sure that we present ourselves properly. So family, be encouraged. Be encouraged. There's no reason to fear. Because Yah and his word has told us not to fear. Those who love him have no reason to fear. Because he's already shown us in the word that Yahushua has already defeated the adversary. He's already shown us in the word where he put pestilence and diseases. So he can do those things for us now. As it was talked about 3 years ago, you know, in regards to the COVID. You know, I can recall saying, he ain't talking about going around here licking no doorknobs to see if whether or not he's going to protect us from COVID. Now we got this new thing that's popping up. You know, we don't have to test that and start living a bad lifestyle. He's given us a perfect lifestyle to live. We don't have to go out there testing the waters. We don't have to go out there and start doing things that we normally would not do. We don't have to go out there and blend in with anyone. Because he has told us in his word that he has sanctified us. He is separating us from the world. And we have to, you know, we took on that covenant. We have to accept that aspect. We have to accept that aspect that we are going to be separated from the world. All those, as Yahushua said to that man who asked him, said his mother wants to speak to him. And he said, who is my mother and my brother but those who do the will of my father? And we have to accept that. We have to accept that. It's difficult at times. But those are the things that we have to deal with. Because as he sees it, also the adversary sees it also. And the adversary will assist us in making an excuse. But why? But why? But why? As I started the conversation off with you all in regards to sometimes shunning your responsibility, and as a believer and calling yourself Israel, having the testimony of Yahushua, keeping those laws, statutes, and judgments, there's things that we must uphold. There's things that we said that we would do. Just like Israel said at Mount Sinai, Moshe, speak to us, Moses. Speak to us. Don't let the Father talk to us. Don't let Yahweh talk to us. We will hear through you. That's the noun also. Because we don't want the Father to talk to us straight. Because we can't handle it. We can't. No matter how much we say we can't. Because he's already shown in his word that those who have been chosen to hear him, hears him. So family, May you all have a peaceful slumber. May you be encouraged. Be encouraged. Because the word is true. The word is true. May the word continue to comfort you and continue to bring you peace. May you continue to stand firm on that solid rock of Yahushua. May you continue to put on that full armor of Yahushua. And may you continue to demonstrate that character for those, that fruit of that spirit, which is the character of Yahushua. So we engulf ourselves in Yahushua, there's no reason to fear. Because, as he say in his word, give no thought of what you're going to say. For the spirit of Yahushua will give you what you need when you need it. May you all have a peaceful slumber. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we enter to thy Sabbath day, we ask of thee to continue to open our minds to receive the wonders of your word. Continue to allow our ears to hear the truth of your word. And as our minds is filled and as our ears hear, may we continue to speak the truth of your word to those in whom we come in contact with, giving them an opportunity to walk with you and thy son. Father, we ask of thee to protect us throughout the course of this night, allowing us to dwell with you in our unconscious mind as well as our conscious mind, understanding the beauty, joy, and the peace that Yahushua has brought to our life. May we have a peaceful slumber. Blessed are you, Yahushua, healed of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. Shabbat shalom, Israel, and listening audience, and you all have a peaceful slumber. Shalom.
Okay.
be.
Yahweh.
So care.
He is Yahweh, the great I am, He is
you say. Great I am, speak so.